Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. It's all about sex education, relationships, and intimacy. Around here, it ain't your mama's talk. You'll learn it right the first time and learn to walk the walk. She's a country girl, she drinks sweet tea. She's always got her boots on, it's as simple as can be. She loves her tacos, she loves her chocolate cake. And she always says y'all, for goodness sake. It's Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. It's all about sex education, relationships, and intimacy. It's Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee.
Hey y'all, it's Monica Lee on the front porch tonight. How is everybody doing? It is hump day, and I love this day because it's Humping on Wednesdays with Monica Lee. That just has such a wonderful ring to it. I love it. It's fucking fabulous. So, and I'm just so happy because I just looked at Facebook and Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee is at 6,000 likes. This journey started June the 24th and I'm already at 6,000. That's amazing. And y'all know me. I always say, color me pink and slap my butt. So this is huge for me. I'm excited. I love it. So thank you for all of the love, for all of the support. Keep liking, keep sharing, keep just showing the love for the front porch. This is my baby. So tonight I have some special guests. I have Rob. How are you, Rob?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Hold on. Let me put down my washboard base here in my bottle from that fantastic intro.
Thank you for being
with
me.
Is that Merle Haggard?
Hey, love me some Merle. Love me some Merle. Gosh, that's the good stuff right there. I don't know what this stuff is on the radio right now that they call country, but Merle.
It's not.
Oh,
it's
and pop. Some Conway Twitty. Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Jeans. That's the good stuff right there. Well,
I
that's
mean,
a whole
yeah,
other show.
I do like the old school. Yeah.
I know, country legend.
I'm doing fantastic. A little under the weather. Excuse my voice, and I may cough here on occasion, but I'm just getting over a pretty deep battle with the illness.
I know, and thank you for being a trooper and for being with me tonight. I truly appreciate it.
I said I would, so.
Thank you.
Talk,
and,
I'll be there.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. I'm looking forward to tonight's show with you. And we have Melissa. How are you, baby?
Hi, darling. I'm good. Sweetie, how are you?
I'm good. It's so good to have you back with me again.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't miss this for nothing, especially hump day.
I know. Hump days, you know, Wednesdays are just never the same anymore. So thank y'all for being here. I have somebody else coming, and they're running just a little bit late. So when he gets here, we'll welcome him to the front porch as well. So tonight's show, in the spirit of Halloween, you know, last week we talked about ghosts. We had the girls talking, and we talked about, you know, what the ghost tales from the crypt, and tonight is the guy's show. But I wanted to have a little bit of some backup here with Melissa. You know, everybody has their differences and opinions, and it's always nice to have, you know, other people's voices to see what's happened. Because I know I'm not the only one in the world that's got issues or sees things in a certain way. So tonight we are talking about succubus. Why good girls finish last. And for those of you that don't know what a succubus is, well, honey, a succubus is the proper term, the proper definition is the female demon that has sex with the man while he sleeps. Yeah. And, you know.
Where is that at? Where do you find them?
I got it in WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. But, you know.
No,
and
where do you find them?
Well, they're all over. They walk amongst us.
Ah, daywalkers.
Yes. Not, you know, yeah. And they come in all shapes and sizes. And they're equal opportunity out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. You mean to tell me you ain't ever had one of those before, Rob?
Oh, no, I have.
Yeah,
well,
you know what I'm talking about. You know, and I think that definition, it's fitting, because sometimes I think these guys are blind as to, you know, or they're sleeping, they're blind as to what they're dealing with, and they wind up sucking the life out of you, and that's not even with a good blowjob. I mean, they're just sucking the life right out of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into that early, because that's just what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and it's nice to have Rob's opinion from the male side and Melissa's opinion. Let's see what we're going on. So I hope everybody has their beverage of choice. I've got my very large virgin adult beverage. I'm actually having a pineapple mango margarita, minus the margarita, which is basically pineapple mango juice. Yeah, don't judge me. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to start out with, you know, when I think of the succubus, I or that one particular girl, they're just so pretty. They're just so pretty, and they're so charming and manipulative. And I automatically think of Bram Stoker's Dracula. You know that scene with the vampire, with the brides, the vampire brides, where they're all on Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all haven't seen that, that's exactly what I think of. You know, these guys are helpless, but they still can't help it. It feels good.
Yes.
Even though it's, you know. So, being a nice girl, does that get you anywhere these days, Rob? I mean, you know, what do you think of? I mean, if a nice girl approaches you and, you know, you've got this other chick who's a little bit on the wilder side and a little bit more adventurous, you know, what appeals, what's the going thing for guys in these days and time?
Like I said, it depends on how much money they got in the bank.
Good answer.
No, I'm joking. I'm a jokester. Okay, first we'll get that out there right now before anybody gets really upset with what I have to say. I usually start everything with a joke. Well, you know, I guess we talked before, and you know, I said I think everybody that mysterious and wild part of the opposite sex is always appealing to somebody in one way or the other. Sometimes it's a little bit more of a deciding factor. For the short term, because, you know, it's like the expression, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, which is true, in my opinion. And, you know, not to call anybody a hoe or anything, but, you know, that's the kind of woman that you look for in a long-term relationship, because that excitement burns off, or they burn off to get more excitement from somebody else.
Right.
You know, nice girls, they're not boring. They don't have less excitement or a wild side. It's just they're not one to show it out front to just about anybody. You know, they're a person that's going to save that for the appropriate time and the appropriate person.
Exactly. I mean, I
at least that's how it should be.
Well, yeah, you know, I think every girl has that old cliche, a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets, and you should be that for that one person. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I mean, because I got the shirt to prove it, and I am that nice girl, and I am, so far I am finishing last, but it's okay, because I know that right one's gonna be out there and he's gonna see the freak in me and be like, hey, my freak recognizes your freak. So
yeah.
Melissa, what do you have issues with this? Where are you at? Are you the good girl, or you the bad girl in between? Is there a gray area with you?
I'm the good girl. But with the right person, I could be the bad girl. Only when it counts.
Oh, do tell.
When it needs to be that way. But I'm a lady, otherwise.
Well, good for you. But, you know, there's those girls out there that, you know, it's not just a sexual thing, you know, where you're going to get your freak on or anything like that. But, you know, it comes up to where, you know, being nice these days, it doesn't get you where, you know, doesn't get you anywhere anymore. You know, that was back in the day. You know, they wanted this meek and, you know, very quiet church going girl. And now it seems like, and I question, you know, is it an age thing? Do guys, I mean, is it a 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s thing that, you know, you see a certain age group and that's what you want? I mean, are you in your 40s, 50s, and 60s and you want that younger girl because she makes you feel younger? And, you know, or is it just, you know, what is that? I mean,
I think that's confidence.
Yeah.
I think it's confidence in that person, especially, you know, the one looking for a younger, and maybe because they're still kind of immature themselves, you know?
Well, you know, if you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, you better be sure of yourself. You've already lived some of your life there.
Trust me, honey,
there's
a lot of them that
are.
There's a lot of them
that are. Although I know some that don't.
Yeah. I know
a few
like
that still don't have a quarter for the clue bus, but
I call them perpetrators. And they pretend like they got their, you know, mentally at least, they got their shit together, but that doesn't mean they do.
Yeah, and
you know,
I
we
see.
All have our weaknesses. You know, but showing weakness to a partner is what you know, that's trust. And a lot of people aren't willing to show that because they don't trust them.
Right. Right.
And that's where that wild side can come out.
Yeah, it's just difficult now to be yourself. I mean, you know, girls go out thinking they got to be this way or be that way to get a certain guy, and I'm like, I want to say I'm lazy. I don't want to say I'm lazy, but I don't have time to be something I'm not.
Yep.
You know, this is me. This is what I do. And if you're interested, hey, let's keep moving forward. And I am an enigma. I am like Pandora's box. You don't know what the hell. Well, I shouldn't say it in a bad way, because it's always good. I mean, I'm not that evil person, but I do keep things a bit on the spicy side, and I always keep you on your toes in a good way. But what about you, Melissa?
Well, I think that it's just kind of one of those things all the way across the board, because you've got young ones chasing older women, you've got older guys chasing younger women, and you have some that say the chase is what appeals to them. They like the chase. Let's see, what else? What goes on and on? For me, it's just about having that compatibility as far as interests and getting to know the person, and then, you know, that your inner most desirable things come out, you know, when the time's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something for me that I would just put out there right from the get-go. That's just not me. So
yes.
People can call me boring. That's fine. It's not for everybody. But I know my self-worth. So
exactly.
You know,
and
I'm not passing judgment on anybody else that does that. That's their thing.
But, you know,
I
think
I'm okay
when
with
you try
being
to,
by myself.
Yeah. And sometimes it's better to be alone than wish you were alone. Again, it's just too exhausting to be something else, you know? I don't have time for it.
Yes.
Hey, we got Vince with us now. Hey, Vince.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
Can you hear me? Sorry I'm late.
It's okay. I know you're a busy man. Well, welcome to the front porch.
I got to make that money.
Hey, a dollar makes you holler. I'm telling you.
Honey, boo-boo.
Just a little bit, anyway.
You got to make that green, baby. Got to make that green. So we're talking about the good girls versus the bad girls. So, Vince, I'm sure you've got something to say about, I asked you to go. What do you prefer? You like the good girl or you like the bad girl?
Oh, my
and why?
Gosh. Well, that's tough. I've been with both.
I was going to say, I know some stories, so make sure you tell the truth.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you heard. And I've dated a bad girl here and there. And the only thing about a bad girl is hoping to God you stay out of jail. You know?
Well, you got the bail money.
Is when you go out and you're just, oh, my God. You know, if you go out to a club or something like that, you're kind of don't know what you're in for. So.
Well, yeah, because you're going, it's like Russian roulette, or you're going rogue. You don't know what she's going to do, how she's going to be, or what. But,
And the older I get, the more I don't want that, you know.
And that's what I was just asking about a while ago. You know, is it an age thing? You know, and I guess our collective opinion here with the four of us, you know, is just very minute compared to what's out there, because there's guys chasing the wrong girl all the time. And you're left looking like, what the hell just happened? What did I do?
You know why? Yeah. It's because Monica boiled down to it's the whole commitment thing. They don't want that. So they're going to just go for what they can. They're going to go for the bad girl.
And,
yeah.
and you're right there, too. You know,
but, you know,
bad
girls want relationships, too. They just think they got to be that particular way to get the guy. And it doesn't always – sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't, you know. And like I said, with me, you get – I am the bad girl. I am the good girl. I'm a little bit of both. I'm a little bit of country.
Right.
I'm a little bit of rock and roll. You don't – I mean, you know, I adapt to – whatever my situation, it's just how I'm wired. I'm a Scorpio, man. What can I say? That explains it all right there. I mean, that's not a bad thing, because I know, Melissa, you're a Scorpio, too, but, you know. And I know guys want that. They don't want boring. They want that mysterious, exciting. They want somebody to go hunting with them. They want somebody to go fishing with them. Go,
but you know what?
Paragliding with them. And,
you know, communication comes in hand.
I've done it all. I have adapted to going out to go hunt and skin a deer and shoot a hog and all that other stuff. I have gone fishing, you know, 40 miles out in Cabo. I've done all of that. It still got me nowhere, you know, but I do try to be that adventurous and put myself out there and, you know, see what they're interested in. Plus, also, I think sometimes I'm just too interesting. I'm like that Dos Equis. What is it, Dos Equis? Yeah, I'm like the Dos Equis, man. I'm just too interesting, and they're just like, I can't keep up. That's just what I'm going to say. I'm too fabulous.
That's right. You're just
Shark Week.
Too interesting.
Dedicates a week to you.
Because, you know, I don't think I'm boring, and I try to be mysterious. But still, you know.
Like anything in life, there's balance. You have to have balance. You can't have light without dark. You can't have good without bad.
You know, you can see the light and the dark, you know.
Yes. You have to embrace both of them.
Exactly.
So, communicating those, both sides to people, is where a lot of relationships get astray. You know, you're a little too much of one and not the other, but, you know, which it happens day to day, you know, depending on our mood.
Yeah.
But communicating with people, communication is hard for a lot of people. I don't know why it is.
You have to be bare. It is so difficult to communicate. You have to bare your soul.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to be behind their little screens in the Tinder world, in the POF world, whatever world they want to be in. They want to be whatever they want to be. And that's guys and girls. You know, I've gone out with guys who said they were you know, not that it matters. When, you know, they said they were this and that and 6 foot tall, and I'm 5 foot two and three quarters. Thank you very much. And, you know, it wasn't so, you know, and I get it. Everybody wants to put their best foot forward on online. But when you're doing that, it somehow, I don't know, are you setting yourself up for some kind of failure? You know, but again, and that's the nice girl syndrome right there. They present themselves one way, and then in reality, you know, they aren't. And the guys will get bored with them really quick.
Well,
is that, do you guys see that?
I don't think so. No, I honestly think that the nice girls are more adventurous. When it comes to physicality and everything, and it's been my experience that nice girls are more adventurous in the bedroom.
I was waiting for you to say
exactly
that, because that was going to be my
next thing.
Yeah,
right. I feel the same
and
way.
The bad girls are pretty boring. That's been my experience.
That's
well,
what
know,
I was
like,
just fixing to say,
okay.
You know.
It's like a date to a museum or, you know, a park or a botanical garden of some sort. A little nice girl. You know, you have your however many dates and you guys are getting comfortable. That's generally when that nice girl is not going to be so nice anymore. Because you're at a, she's getting comfortable. He knows. Yeah, see, Vince, I can tell by your tone. You know what I'm saying. She's going to be a little more, you know, frisky or ornery or have suggestions that you would not normally hear because she's comfortable now. You know, the nice girl is starting to open up. That's the fun part. That's, you know, a girl that's wild and crazy from the jump, she's going to burn out eventually. You know, she'll burn all the gas up.
I like, you know, you got to pace yourself. You got to pay, because, even sometimes guys, they burn out real quick. I don't know how many times I've been out with guys, and they're like, oh, baby, yes. Oh, honey, yes. Oh, yeah, we're going to do this. And they like, it was like a firecracker on the 4th of July. That made my 4th of July was like a dud from my 4th of July. And for those of y'all that know me and know what the hell's going on with the 4th of July, you'll get that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's like the 4th of July stand was out of business. I mean, there was no sparklers there or something.
Little lady fingers, huh?
Something like that, little something like that.
Oh, man. Good one.
But I'm bummed.
But I do agree. You know, the nice girls are the ones that, in the long haul, they're the ones that are going to show you that there is the wild side when they get comfortable. And you know, I would say trust, respect, and communication. You have those three things, then, you know, that wild side's going to come out of that quote-unquote nice girl. If she trusts you enough to communicate with you and you respect her enough to reciprocate that, then there's not going to be an issue.
Well, you know, it
boils down to that. That's exactly how it. That's how I think. I'm a woman thinking, you know, that is so true. And for those that aren't going to stick
around.
That's
any relationship, you know?
Yeah, it's like, bye-bye, you know? For you to rush into it, you have to build that trust in each other. And that's when magic happens.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a long time to not show, and when I say this, you know, should not show all my goodies up front because when I say that doesn't mean my 4th of July, y'all, but it means, you know, when I start with, you know, seeing a guy, you know, I want to cook for them. I want to buy them a shirt. I want to take them, you know, I start being super nice, but at the same time, you know, I, you know, in the bedroom, it's a whole different story, you know, but I'm like, I don't have to impress anybody. I learned that a long time ago, and I'm, you know, pace myself because, you know, it's like, he don't appreciate it anyway. I don't know how many times that's happened where, you know, I've put myself out there in that situation and done that, been there, done that, and he still went with the other girl for whatever reason.
Because he doesn't respect himself enough.
Exactly. So now it's like, you know, I don't think I'm greater than thou or holier than thou, but I hold myself to a higher standard now. And it's like, okay, it's not a game, but we're going to chase each other.
Yeah, you know, somebody that's going to appreciate all those things that you do, you know, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Some guys and women just aren't used to somebody being that nice to them.
Exactly, and it's that's scary, you know, because guys are out there being treated like crap, and they stay with those girls because they're the pretty ones.
I don't necessarily agree, but
that's what I'm hearing. You know, my phone is blowing up with that saying. You know, why do I've got six messages already?
Why do they stay with them, but are they really being committed? Probably not.
It's more or less the idea of the person than anything. Hello.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm not a supermodel or anything like that, but, you know, I have seen some guys stay with the wrong girl for the wrong reasons. And I'm like, okay, you know, if that's what you want to do, baby, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for your marriage. I'm going to light candles for you, sage you in your name and everything, and I wish you the very best. And then a few months later, who's getting the phone call? Me. Who's getting the text message? Me.
Yeah.
Right?
You were right, Monica. Well, yeah. I'm not going to say I told you so, but you feel me? I told you so.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess it's a little bit of trial and error on their part. They wanted to make it work. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt for that. But, you know, to be a girl nowadays, we have to be on our A game, and we have to stay on our toes and, you know, keep you guys interested, because we live in a society, like I always say, it's a buffet society where bigger, better, faster, stronger, thinner, prettier, whatever you want to call it. And it goes both ways. You know, I know there are guys out there that try to do everything they can for the girl that they're with, to keep her mind from not looking at somebody else or thinking of somebody else. And, you know, girls have to do that too. And
well, it's natural to look.
And again, I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. You want to be with me? Fine. If you don't, I'm good too.
Bye.
Being with somebody is one thing. It's natural to look. I mean, you know, and to fantasize. That's a part of being a human. That's a part of being a sexual creature.
I agree.
I don't think any harm in that whatsoever. It's when you act upon those things.
But we're talking about going, and you know, guys are trying to hook up. They're saying I'm in a marriage or I'm in a relationship, but they're trying to hook up and get some little something with.
Well, that's because there's something internally wrong with their relationship. Somebody's not being satisfied in one way or the other, whether it's spiritually, physically, or mentally.
And I think some guys are just wired like that. I think some girls are just wired like that, that, you know, they're constantly on the hunt. You know, it's the thrill.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then they should get out. It's okay to get out and do your thing.
Exactly.
Just cut
your ties. Don't hold anybody else and just put it out there. I'm a free agent. I don't want any ties. I don't want a relationship. I want to put, you know, I want to have sex, and that's just it. It's just sex.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that it's easier to do nowadays, too. It's so much easier to meet somebody and hook up nowadays than it was several years ago. Because of the internet and because of apps and things like
that,
you know?
Yeah.
And so,
you know, we do
and
have.
So that's, and that's why it happens, is because it's just too easy.
Yeah. Again, it's too easy to do something else and swipe. I don't even know how Tinder works. Swipe left, swipe left, right,
yeah.
Whatever it is. You know, that's
swipe
the kind of world we live
left.
In now. It's easy
yeah.
to go look for something else and, you know, find you something else. And you're not getting the attention you want from home. It's easy to go create a profile and get your attention someplace else. But, you know, again, you're going to hurt somebody. But, you know, most of the time they're going to go for those demon women, those succubus, to get that thrill, that excitement. But then they go home to their good wife who cooks for them and cleans for them and puts up with everything and worships the ground he walks on and gives him wicked awesome blowjobs or whatever. If there's something lacking there, maybe she used her teeth. I don't know. One time, I don't know.
I think that's the argument that people with open or polygamous relationships, you know, it's kind of an argument that they use where, you know, yeah, he's having sex with somebody else or she's having sex with somebody else, but it's just sex. And they're coming home and they're loving me, you know, which I don't agree with. But,
no.
You know, you can't get everything out of that one person as much as we try. But there are compromises to be made.
Yeah, but if you're not getting that everything out of that one person, then you got to go to somebody like Monica to help you through all that.
Exactly.
Job security.
You know, you got to work together to make it better, or why stick together?
Exactly.
But, you know, I think, you know, we all become so complacent that it's just easier to stay in a bad relationship, even with a demon woman or, you know, a douche tart twatsicle, spreading twatsicleness, than it is to go out and be, because a lot of people are afraid to be alone. They're afraid of their own shadow,
yeah.
So they'd rather be with the ultimate demon. And,
yeah.
You know, and I'm saying that just because sometimes it's just, you feel like you are with Satan's spawn himself, you know, and you don't, you don't know.
I dated his sister once.
Oh, really? How did that work out for you?
I got burned.
Okay. Welcome back. I'm glad you recovered.
Oh, yeah. No, you can get it. There's nothing a little ointment can't help.
I think we've all had to, you know, dip our toe in that fire and find out for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we
absolutely.
Can, and if y'all hear snoring, that is Elvis Presley right on my feet, snoring his little
right. Blame it on the dog.
Well, yeah. Yeah, my 100-pound baby. Y'all, it's National Pit Bull Awareness Month. I'm just throwing that out there. So,
oh, yeah,
anyways,
I'm aware.
We all have dipped our toe in that fire, that epic flame, to see, is the sex better with that person? Because obviously they're not the nicest. Let's see. You know, curiosity does kill the cat, and thank God I have 9 lives.
True.
Because, yeah.
Well, you know. One thing I think that's not being addressed too, and some people may take it in consideration, some people may not, just that straight chemical, that pheromone attraction, which is there. That's, you can't deny it. It's happened to me before. I'm sure it's happened to each one of you.
It's
just that straight chemical reaction that you have when you see a person.
You
want to
climb them like a tree. Well, for me.
Yeah.
And I'm vertically challenged, and everybody else is taller than me. So, yeah, I'm team tree climber. Thank you.
You know that.
And it gets me in trouble because I usually fall from the top of that tree. So I've learned.
You gotta tie a rope when you're at the top.
Well, now I gotta wear my harness next time.
Yeah, gotta tie a rope on that top branch.
That's a whole nother story.
I know. That is a whole other story, because then we're going to be talking about indoor, outdoor carpet and everything else. Okay.
Outdoor.
Hardwood floors.
Hardwood floors.
Well,
with a throw rug.
Just a little area work for me. That's all.
Just something to wipe my feet before I come in.
Yeah. Just a little welcome mat. That's all.
So, you know, I have somebody messaging me right now, and she says, yes, I am a good girl. I want a good man. And I have been known to be a freak in the sheets. Well,
yeah,
that's good. You know, and y'all remember, what is it, Revenge of the Nerds?
Uh-huh.
Where he's in there and she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're so good like that. And he was like, well, you know, I've had to practice. I've had lots of practice.
Yep.
And I think that the same thing holds true for good girls, you know?
Oh yeah.
I mean, how do good girls practice? You know, we sit at home and we watch Hallmark Channel all day long and, you know, fantasize about what it is.
An important night.
Yes. You know, we think about each scenario. We go over it in our head over and over again about how we'll do that. But, again, it's like I say, there's a freak in everybody. You just got to find the right one to bring the freak out.
Right.
You know, and, for the good girls out there, you're going to have to set your boundaries and not be a pushover and don't give too many chances because guys will push your buttons and push your buttons and push your buttons and then they get bored. Is that true, guys? I mean, do you get bored if you find a girl that you can push over? And not maybe, I'm not saying you do it on purpose, but, you know, you find a girl who's, I don't want to say like a yes man or something, but,
right.
You know, do you want a girl that's going to come against you and say, hey, I don't want to do that tonight. I want to do this.
Yes.
Or do you want that girl
that
you say, hey, I want to go eat at such and such. She's like, okay, everything is okay. Okay. Okay.
No, that's too easy.
Yeah. No man wants the bride from coming to America. I don't know if you know, whatever you
no.
like.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, jump on one foot, bark like a dog.
Yeah.
What have you done for me lately, Eddie?
Sexual chocolate. I love that show. Oh, man, I even had a little calf named Sexual Chocolate. Sexual Chocolate 1, Sexual Chocolate 2. Yeah.
You know, eventually, in a relationship like that, eventually the person's going to end up asking. And they're just going to make all the decisions. And then the other person's going to resent them for it because they don't feel involved.
Okay.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. So tell me, guys, I'm just going to put it out there. What is a good lay for y'all? What is considered a good lay? This is a question from a...
When my side hurts and I'm sweaty and I can't breathe.
Okay. So what
Pretty
is
much.
I mean, what is considered a good...
And my legs start shaking.
Yeah. I mean, but is it considered, hey, just like that? I mean, what did she do that was so special that made it such a good, I'm just going to put it out there, a good fuck, a good lay. What is the difference between that and making love? What's the difference between making love to a good girl and getting your rocks off with a bad girl?
Bruises.
Oh, well, that's easy. When you get your rocks off with a girl, you kind of don't want them to stay over, you know, stay the night. You're kind of like, okay.
I don't know, man. Speak for yourself.
I think I got to go now, you know. To me, that's what a good lay is. I mean, if you want somebody to stick around and, you know, spend a night with you and then have breakfast, you know, it's more romance than physicality, I think. It's more intimate, you know.
So it's you're putting tacos and chocolate cakes on the bedside versus wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, there's a door.
Yeah.
Well, passion, yeah. Passion.
Take
I think
off
passion,
your shoes and leave your feelings at the door. Or, hey.
I think passion, yes. Passion is the key on either side of those things, whether it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or, hey, I want to make breakfast for you. And it's passion.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You know?
Because, you know, there's, I'm getting a lot. I wish these girls would call in and ask the questions.
I'm a musician. I'm a musician. I know the passion. We live our life with passion, and everything we do in life is done with passion. And that's not any different. I mean, sex is sex. You know, generally anybody can get it anywhere they want, anytime, you know, However, you can pay for it or whatever. But the thing that distinguishes great is passion. Passion for
I agree.
Passion for the person that's there with you.
I totally agree. But it's, you know, I think what she's asking is, you know, she's saying, you know, I don't do oral. Am I considered a bad lay?
No.
You guys consider, okay.
No, you just have to have different options. You know?
Okay. Yeah, because
it's it's like a guy who plays sports. You know, he's really great at doing, you know, making 3-point shots in basketball, but he sucks at the free throws. So he's not gonna put himself in the position to make those free throws. He's gonna try and make them 3-pointers every time. You know, it's getting your weaknesses to a minimal. And strengthening your I don't know how to say it. You know what I'm getting at. You know, you're not putting. Hey, if a girl doesn't give head, hey, whatever. She doesn't give head. Find something else to compromise.
And you would be okay with that?
Absolutely. If I care about the person, yes.
See, that's what it comes down to.
That's what I think that I don't like to do. That she would want me to do.
Yeah.
You know. You get a little personal here,
We have a caller. Let's see who's calling in.
Is it Stacy?
Okay.
I don't know. That would be awesome. Area code 832. You're on the air with Monica Lee. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello? Area code 832. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hey, 832,
hello.
You're on the air.
This is 832. This is Jay.
Hey! Oh, wait a minute. This is my son, y'all. God, I don't know my son's number. Hey!
Oh, no. Awkward.
Hey, he's known about this since he was 11 years old. What you doing, baby?
Awkward.
Probably helped you put the show together tonight.
Just want to call in.
Hell, I had my mom walk in on me. Shit.
Oh, that's awesome. I never walked
What's
in
up,
on
Jay?
Jason.
No.
What you
no,
doing,
never.
Jay?
Hey, Jay.
And I just wanted to call in, say what's up to everybody listening to the show.
I'm so glad.
I miss you. I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen you either, man. You need to come to Texas.
You need to come visit me.
I have no idea what you look like.
Well, now that I'm single, I can go to New Mexico.
Hey.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Oh, man.
Now, my son and I've always been very open with my child in regards to his relations and making sure he's having, I mean, not that I'm there teaching
good.
Him, but he's heard,
oh, my God.
You know,
yeah.
me. Teaching and preaching,
well,
and I'm always
that's helpful.
I want him to have good orgasms. I mean, you know, he's my son. I want him to.
The funny thing about that
it's
is
helpful.
It is very helpful because not only am, you know, now I'm single. You know, I'm not gonna go find the next woman and go sleep with her, but it helps out a lot because I can be more in tune with, you know, their needs, and instead of just like, you know, me. You know, it helps me out, just like, you know, she says, foreplay starts from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to bed.
That's right. Gotta
my
preheat the oven.
Attention to me, I'm having a proud moment right now.
Oh, now she's going to cry.
I might have to sit here. I'm feeling a little verklempt. I'm so glad you called, Jay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No,
you know,
problem.
It's good to have the support of my son. I mean, my mama and my son, and I know my grandma's looking from above, but, you know, my mom and my son are what matter to me. So knowing that he pays attention, and when he introduces me, he tells everybody, you know, that chick from Meet the Fockers. Yeah, that's how I get introduced.
Yeah.
I own it.
Awesome.
I will own that. So anyway, thanks for calling in, Jay.
All right, Mom.
Love you.
Take care,
the rest of the show. Okay. Love y'all. Y'all take care.
Bye.
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 I'm at your cousin.
We have another caller, y'all.
That's like the coolest thing.
We have another caller.
caller. You're on the
air. Erico 281. You're on the air with Monica Lee. Who are we talking to? Erico 281. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Erico 281.
Sounds like a dog.
No, that was Elvis breathing. Well, hopefully whoever called will call back. But I do have a letter that was just sent that it is from. Oh, I lost it. Hold on. Hold on. Elvis Preston. You're good, dude. You're good. Okay, so this is from a listener, and she says, just wondered if you had any advice for someone in my situation. At the risk of being blunt, I am a lesbian who enjoys both giving and receiving pleasure, though intend to enjoy giving more than receiving, as it is very hard for me to have an orgasm unless I am doing it myself. I am not quite sure why. It may be a lack of wanting to let myself go, so to speak, and any advice or tips or tricks you may be able to provide. So, okay, first of all, so you're having an orgasm by yourself. Hey, that's awesome. But I think in order to, you've got to give yourself permission to let go. You've got to let go and go with the moment and just feel your body and feel every sensation at that moment. But most importantly, give yourself permission. A lot of people
being
say,
comfortable.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, what does that mean, give yourself permission? Well, we sit there and we think, I don't know how to let go. I'm so busy, you know, taking care of the other person that I want to please them, and I put myself on the back burner. But I think
thinking about the laundry list.
Yeah, you know, you can do it. It should be both ways. A lot of times we're so used to being the giver that we forget how to be the receiver. Don't y'all agree?
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, you have to let yourself go. And don't hold your breath, because a lot of people hold their breath right before they're fixing to come, right before they're fixing to have that wonderful orgasm. Don't hold your breath. Let go. Let it out. Be verbal. There's a reason why you're screaming, oh, God, yes, yes, yes. You know, like Meg Ryan does in Harry Met Sally. But let yourself feel every vibration. Let yourself feel all of that energy flowing through your body and let it go and express it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your own pleasure, of your own ecstasy. It is your birthright. So I hope that was able to help you. We have another caller we can take real quick.
Uh-huh.
Area code 832, you're on the air with Monica Lee.
This is me.
Yes, area code 832.
That's you.
Yeah.
Who are we talking to?
I got nothing. You just wanted people to call, so I called.
Oh, awesome.
I know that voice.
Oh. You know this voice?
I know that voice.
I think I know that voice. I don't know that voice, but I think I know it through Rob.
Yes.
I'm just going to take a guess. So, how are you?
I'm good. I just got home.
Good.
It's beer 30.
It's beer 30? I wish it was.
It's beer 30.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it was cupcake 30. I need a cupcake.
Oh, me too. But my kitchen's
or
so
some
messy.
Sprinkles. Sprinkles on top of the cupcake, even. Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I have like 13 pounds of sprinkles now. Just saying.
I saw that. I totally need to get some black bats or something sprinkles.
I have those too. I have ghost baby sprinkles.
I totally need to come to your house. We totally need to have a sprinkle fest. I think that's going to be fabulous. Pictures to come, maybe. I don't know. I might be.
Oh,
might
yeah.
Be
I've already been told there needs to be more pictures.
We have another caller. We have the 281 caller. Let's see what they got. Hold on. Erico 281, you're on the air with Monica Lee.
Hey there.
Hey, who's this?
Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey.
Hi, Toodles.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, awesome. The gang is on.
Am I working right now? What the hell's going on?
It's a circle of love.
I dig it. I'm feeling the love. This is awesome. Welcome to the front porch, y'all.
It's about to get real now.
I like the back porch, too.
I think I'm going to have y'all on the girl show. I think I'm going to book y'all for the next girl show. That's going to be...
Oh, most definitely.
I think
yeah,
that's going to be...
we got plans.
Yeah, that's going to be... We're either going to make or break the internet. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Oh, we will break the internet that night. You will have so many tickets.
If it's
they're
anything like the
you.
Facebook thread we had the other day, oh my gosh. Yeah. So I have one more question from a text message. And why do guys ghost? Real quick, we got 8 minutes left. Rob, why do guys ghost?
Because they're scared.
Vince, why do guys ghost?
What does that mean?
You know, when you're dating somebody or talking to somebody, you don't even make it to the first date. You may just be texting, and poof, you gone. Uh-huh. You gone.
Oh, because we're not interested. That's why.
Well, don't you think you should say, hey, I'm not interested, and not be a douchebag and disappear?
Well, I think after the second time you don't get a response, it's kind of obvious.
Well,
you know,
yeah, you know.
So as a girl, I was in that situation, and the guy ended up being in the hospital, and me, like, the anxiety kicks in, and I find his mom and email him, and then her, because someone's like, what if something's really wrong? Like, we had hit it off and everything. And turns out, yeah, I sent messages to his phone that was turned off at his brother's house while he was in the freaking hospital. And they said things like, are you ghost? You know, are you vanishing? Are you still alive? That was completely turned off. It was over. I'm a stalker because I emailed your mom to make sure you were alive because I thought you were ghosting on me.
Well, you know, there's some guys that don't, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I've had that situation too where, you know, we were talking, we were texting, things were great, we were supposed to meet up, and then they're gone. And I'm like, okay. And I'll give you that 24 hours to come out of your coma and send somebody or, you know, let me read it on your Facebook because, you know, it's like, you know, our friend Jen says, you know, FBI ain't got nothing on me. You know, I'm better than the FBI. You need somebody to be found? I can find them real quick. But, you know, I'll give you that 48 hours because maybe you – charging your phone or something when you woke up from that coma. And then on that third day, after 72 hours, I got the 3-day rule. You're deleted. You're blocked. You're deleted. And you can call me on that 73rd hour and say, hey, baby. And I will gladly say, who is this? Even though I know damn well who it is. That's the bitchy Scorpio in me. That's my only downfall. I will be bitchy like that because, you know, for 3 days, I didn't know if you were alive or dead or what. I'll listen to you after you explain yourself in your text message, and I will, you know, weigh the options and review your case, and maybe you'll be fired and not eligible for rehire and put you out on the curb. I don't know. Each case is individual. It's individually based, but, you know.
It is on a case-by-case basis, you know, and, you know, if you've made it to a date or something like that, or you've gone out and you've met and you even hooked up, you know, then, yeah, you do deserve a response, you know, or something saying to the fact, you know, I'm just not that into you, so, you know, let's, you know, I'll be friends with you, but, yeah. But, like, if it gets to the point to where you haven't met somebody and, you know, you're just talking, getting to know somebody, and things get, like, you know, really stalkery and things like that, then, yeah, I'll admit, I'll disappear. I will not return a text, and because that kind of freaks me out. I don't know if it freaks other guys, but it freaks me out a little bit.
I get it. I get it. Real quick, do you guys, do you have you ever done made a booty call into a relationship?
Have I ever what?
No.
A booty call. Is it a booty call, or is a booty call possibility for relationship?
If it's
there's always possibility.
If you have
depends on how good the booty was.
Yeah.
Again, we go to the good girl versus the bad girl.
Well, let's go a little bit deeper into that question. I mean, if you have
you got 30 seconds because we're fixing to be out of time here. So,
because if it's a continual booty call, then it's a relationship.
Exactly. I don't know why are guys so afraid of that? I mean, it's a booty call at midnight. Although this morning, you know, if y'all listened to me on the Morning Mayhem, I did talk about girls, if you forgot your moisturizer, what you should do for your, you know, morning moisturizer. But anyway.
Ghost babies.
What'd you say?
Ghost babies. The best breakfast ever.
Yeah, ghost babies. Walking around. Always carry your baby wipes. Always carry the baby wipes and, you know, after you've had your spa day. But anyway, so I think I've gotten everybody's questions and emails in here. So I just, you know, we're down to the last few minutes. Anything else you guys want to add as to what we've talked about? Rob?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. That was very informative.
I think we could go on and on and ever, forever and
ever. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I think you need a Spreaker where we can talk for 5 hours.
I know. And actually, I am on Spreaker. You can also find, once this is over, it archives to Spreaker. And, we could talk about it for 5 hours and, you know, have everybody there with us. That would be awesome. We might have to look into
that.
We'll
make cupcakes.
Oh, my God, yes. You can make them here. I am a purist. Don't forget, I like them naked, just like everything else.
I hear platform building
as
we speak.
Awesome. Awesome. So I want to give some shout-outs real quick to Trisha at T's Boudoir Photography and our very own Vince at Florist Photography. I'll be seeing y'all next month. I'm so excited. I'm going to do a boudoir photo shoot. I'm going to put my girls out there on display. I'm debating putting sprinkles on them.
Sprinkles?
I think I might. I think I should. I think I should. I
don't even borrow.
You know, professionally looked at. Also
want
to
I don't think
balling
is the right word.
Shout out to
the secret is
Renee Savant at Holistic Sex Education. If you haven't gone to holisticsexeducation.com yet and gotten your ebook, it's free. What Your Mama, the Bible, and Porn Never Taught You About Sex, go do it. It's free. It's amazing. Melissa can vouch for that. Also,
awesome.
Marianne Vaughn. Who is an amazing makeup artist at Pretty Please, and our girl Jennifer Tyler at The Eagle 107.5, 106.9. Hey, girl, hey, Team Tree Climbers. Tree Climbers.
Hey.
Oh, we got Spa Day and Team Baby Wipes for the Wind. Yeah. And also, a good friend who is listening in Belgium as we speak. And I think it's like 5 o'clock in the morning there, I think, something like that. Anyway, Vincent Wainan with 10 Rogue. Darling, you're fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So y'all can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. My website, frontporchsextalk.com. You can sign up for newsletters. Find me, my whereabouts, what I'm doing, what's going to be coming down the pipeline. You can catch me once these archive on iTunes, Stitcher.com, Spreaker.com, TuneIn.com. And next week, y'all make sure you tune in because we got the 65 and over girls coming in, and it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be great. I'm down to the last 10 seconds. So thank you guys for being here, and from my front porch to y'all's, I love you with all my heart. And remember, this ain't your mama.
Thank you.
Love you, Monica.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Yeah.